It's Wednesday. It's 8:30 a.m. I think. Wednesday, the 18th of June, day 5 of our holiday here in Spain. Day 4 proper. And it's already stunningly hot and sunny. In the morning, the past couple of mornings we've got up to sun and cloud, lots of cloud at times, but still the heat. But this morning, the only clouds I can see are way to the south, just some white puffy ones, nothing here, and it's bakingly hot already. It's gorgeous to be meandering around all these lovely wee villas in just a pair of shorts and sandals. Magical, although I have to say, at the height of the day, it gets that hot that my wee head in the back of my neck does tend to get it a little bit too hot. So today I'm taking a bonnet with me. I've got one of my skip hats and I've got a paddy hat. I'll stick one of those on just to protect the bits that usually get the worst. Other than that, absolutely fine. Yesterday, we headed away for the day. No real plans, but up the coast. So we drove up the N332. We now know that road very well, to Alicante. I think we stopped off in Alicante just for a little bit. I think we did. But it was a really nice town, seaside town. Lovely beaches again. And what we saw off it was worth a place to go back and visit and maybe spend some time, park up and spend some time there. But then we went up to Benidorm. My brother-in-law wanted us to see what Benidorm was like. I'll tell you something what Benidorm is like. It was great to see. We spent about 3-4 hours there. We had good food, absolutely lovely food. We sat looking out over the masses of sun worshippers. And I say masses. Oh, blow their blue brollies. Eating a McDonald's ice cream. Looking out of air-conditioned McDonald's out on the beach. And that itself was lovely. But not a place I would want to ever go and stay for a holiday. For those it suits of all ages, of course, it's a fantastic place. But it's not for myself or Mary. But the time spent was enough. And also it lets you see the other side of life and the thousands upon thousands of shops, of eating places, of hotels and restaurants and the gazillions of sun worshippers. I have to say at this point, put my hand up to spotting a few nudies. Topless nudies that is. And I didn't think that was allowed anymore. I was nudged. I had the elbow in my ribs a few times. Yes, I'm just a hot-blooded, over-aging male. And I think it was just a novelty, but once you've seen a few, it kind of wears off, to be honest with you. But anyway, we did that. And then, well, what will we do now? So I knew there was a place I wanted to go and see. It's called Guadalest, up in the mountains of inland out of Benidorm. And we drove up to there, and the scenery, the turnpike roads climbing up through the mountains. And when we got to Guadalest, it was even more beautiful, even more lovely and stunning, even more interesting than any brochure that I'd read about it. It has a blue lake, and you look down from the castle up in the mountain, and you look down to this blue lake, and there's a little solar-powered boat that meanders ever so slowly across and back up and down the lake. It's just, it's magical. You'd have to see it. It's such a gorgeous place. Took loads of photographs there. And of course, the kind of cobbled streets, the tight lanes, very steep, climbing up through even wee tunnels through the rock. There's so much to see. Beautiful eating places. We had lovely food up there too, and another Spanish beer we'd never heard about. It was just as good as anything else. Again, prices for food. My goodness, can't believe it. So cheap, so cheap. But anyway, so we spent a good wee bit in Guadalest. And then I decided that we'd go down about 13 and a half kilometres to a place called Colosa, and then out of Colosa to, this is still in the mountains, to the Agar Falls. We were well advertised. The only thing is, by the time we got down to there and got the tourist information and found out how, where we had to go to park and then walk, and then we looked at how much there was to do there, it was getting too late in the late afternoon to just go down and ruin it all by spending 30 minutes and then having to come away again. It really needs maybe 3 or 4 hours to soak it all up and enjoy the river as it comes down over the falls and the shallows and the seating and barbecue and restaurant areas. Much more than what I thought it was. I thought it was just falls. So we didn't go any further, and we talked about, but we came back down the other mountain pass, swinging around and back down and all the way back home here. And then when we got home here, we had a fish suppers. Yes, there's a young couple. Did I mention the young couple that have taken over the chip shop that's now called Yogi's, named after their dog, apparently. The young guy from Buckinghamshire and his good lady, the lovely Irish lass. And we had already sampled their chips, which were brilliant. So we thought, well, they do haddock. How can they do haddock here? So me and Alan ran up in the car, let the girls sort the tables, and we got the fish suppers. The fish suppers, unbelievably good. You just don't expect to get good fish suppers over here. So, big surprise there. And we also got a glass of wine over the counter. Yes. He gave us brandy the first time we were up. And last night he said, fancy a glass of wine? So, well, you're waiting. Oh, yes, please. Good job. We only had a 2 or 3 minute drive back down the hill. But anyway, so that was a fantastic day yesterday. Absolutely gorgeous. Talked about it in the terrace veranda till after 10 last night. We talked about our journey. This is a wonderful holiday. It's been wonderful so far. And even yesterday, there was so much cloud about in Benidorm, it almost went into a thunderstorm, which it didn't. But even with the sky so clouded over there, it was still very warm. And no one got up to leave the beach when the first bits of rain came. I suppose we were all hoping it would rain and they'd get a wee bit cooling down. That was another thing. So many frazzled bodies. Oh my goodness, what are people thinking about? God, so many adverts about skin cancer now. And there were men and women with children and older people lying there getting absolutely frazzled in the sun. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Anyway, apart from that, fantastic day. Today, we're planning a lazy day. Maybe go down to the beach, go in here to the pool for an hour or two. Nothing set out yet. And the girls are just getting themselves dolled up for the day. No, they really don't. They just dress. So, we'll see what happens today. But up to now, this has been a fantastic holiday. I wish I could record more audio, you know, but that's not something. I can't pull out a digital recorder. It'll just be photographs and photographs. I did record the sound in my iPhone. It was at the Guadalest, a wee restaurant covered with groves at the castle and church. The guy singing Eric Clapton songs, blues, guitar, really good. So I caught a wee bit of that. But anyway, I think this is what it'll be. It'll be a kind of morning dialogue, morning thoughts and future plans. Right now, I'm standing in the shade because even at this time of the morning, that sun's darn hot if you ain't got any clothes on. Well, apart from shorts. I don't know. Okay, I'll speak again soon.